नमो तस्स भगवतो अरहतो सम्मा सम्बुद्धस्स। नमो तस्स भगवतो अरहतो सम्मा सम्बुद्धस्स। नमो तस्स भगवतो अरहतो सम्मा सम्बुद्धस्स। Okay, we have talked about then understanding the crisis. We have talked about urgent crisis, chronic crisis, hidden crisis, structural crisis, unexpected crisis, or whatever name you want to call it. It doesn't matter. Then we are saying about sound decision-making process as a safeguard, record of trustworthiness as a safeguard, testing water step by step as a safeguard. And taking truth as a real head, a real leader, in this way, like a real head or real leader, and never assume. Simple things like that. There are many things. In fact, you can develop. You can develop. This is another exhaustive thing and not a fixed thing. Then we talk about crisis management. One important principle is always train in difficulties, ordeals, care for the danger. We prepare for the worst, and be ready to manage crisis. And avoid, in actual operation, avoid the rough sea, opt for the soft cake, change or unchanged decision, mastering the timing for action and inaction, methods to transform platform, absent and presence, formulating terms of reference, identifying qualification principle. Okay? Failure to deserve authorities, abuse, undermining other people's benefits, undermining their team, undermining future benefits, and also the lacking abilities to execute. It can be this. It's due to no fault of his own, but just because of lack of abilities, or lack of calm, good karma, lack of dhamma, power, then a person may not deserve authority. Not necessarily you have to be a bad person to say you don't deserve. Sometimes if you don't have the ability, the karma, the merits to deliver result, good result, that also is included. And then these footsteps is a record, and go by record and history that it speaks. Then we talk about our truth by wisdom for all. And we talk about their relationship, truth and the people exercising wisdom and the people receiving benefits. Now we come to this of truth, identify. Okay, you know, we have talked about identify and execute. First you have to, then here we have to come to mastermind duties. Especially this is very important. And yet the problem, that's a difficult part. Okay. So usually mastermind is always the leader in the main leader in the organization. And especially like the teacher, whatever. So, what has that to do with ordinary members? What has that to do? Actually, nothing. If you can only be a real good supporter and also somehow act a small check by frequent, sometime from time to time, discuss and checking with the leader, with the mastermind, then that will offer big help. Okay. Then the duty of the mastermind is to identify and implement Dhamma. This is a, you have to, in this case, for example, in this case, how should you consider? For example, there's a crisis happening, and how should we respond to it? Okay? So, usually, if it is in the, for example, I heard about one story in Goenka Center. The Indian monk told me, he said at one time in the meditation retreat, Goenkaji's retreat in India, then there are people from other religions, they came to participate, but with the aim to disrupt the retreat. So what they did, halfway, I think about the third and fourth day, they start to create commotion, making noise, disturbing, not allowing the retreat to carry on. So then the committee, the Dharma workers came over, the volunteers, to ask, when there's this Goenkaji, how are we going to do with it? You say you cannot. There's nothing. Don't react. Just let them pass. Don't chase them out. But just provide them food normally, everything normally, and send metta. Nothing. Do not react. After continuously few days, and then these people know they are creating trouble, and yet they are not chasing, nobody react to them. And those other people, even though they are disturbed, their meditation are disturbed, but because of the good instruction from the leader, and everyone were united, instead of saying that, wow, you are telling us not to do anything, how can? No, they were very respectful to their leader. So they listened, they did not react, and at the end, these few people who caused trouble, troublemaker, they felt shameful. With all the trouble they caused, nobody react to them, and still food was provided. Everything is normal. You know, just accept that the meditation was disrupted, but people just continue. With all the disturbance, the people just continue. Then eventually they feel very shameful and ask forgiveness and they left. You know, that was a very, I think, very inspiring encounter I got when I heard from the Indian monk. So this is the leader are able to identify. Maybe sometimes it's a kind of karma, some kind of test, but what should you do? What can you do? You have to exhaust it. So just teach them, do not react, and then continue your ordinary task and proceed ordinarily. With all the disturbance, proceed ordinarily. This is also very great, very important for the leader to be able to identify in this situation, this is the best already, the least worst kind of a response. I think that's great. You know, but provided other people also united. You know, if the students of Mr. Goenka disagree with the teacher and thinking that they have to call the police or have to do something, then this kind of Dharma application may not work. But because of the unity of the students, the unity of Dharma servers, so everyone follow the instruction exactly. Okay, give food to them, behave everything as if nothing happened. Despite all this commotion happening, never mind, just do as usual. Carry on your work as usual. Tolerate the disruptions. Then eventually, they waken up these troublemakers.
I just want to ask, why do you think it was a bad idea to politely ask them to leave? Why is that not a good idea?
No, you see, sometimes when people want to test you, they just want to see, they want to force you to respond. And the normal response is always to chase people out. And it is likely that these people, they may have taken that into account. They know they are going to chase them out. They want to see what happened. They want to create something out of it. So sometimes you have no choice. I have tried myself in the past, whenever some trouble come to us, we try to overcome it and try to convince or whatever. I noticed it didn't work. The more sometimes when people are aimed at giving trouble, the more you try to tackle, the more they try to react to you. So the best is you just don't do anything, just tolerate. And let, you know, there's the Chinese say, one hand cannot clap. So you do, then nothing. And still the loving kindness is showered upon you. Then that's how using the Dharma way and tolerance and manage to touch the heart of those troublemakers. And then they felt shameful and they apologized and they left. And they realized these are the people who really have the Dharma in their mind, have the power of Dharma in their mind. So the working of Dharma, it takes a longer time. Of course, the easiest way is just call the police and chase them out. But there will be many reactions, you see. Many reactions. So at that time, I think Mr. Goenkaji's rationale was quite clear, simple. You don't suffer that much loss. You know, when people create a commotion, it's only a retreat. In fact, it's also good training. You know, if you teach people how to react, sometimes in life, people will think, oh, my teacher tend to react, teaches to learn to react in a good, in a powerful or in a fierce way. So everyone copy about reacting. But not many people are able to respond well. Maybe they can respond well. But the easiest way is not no response. And just don't do anything, carry on your life as normal and see what happens. If what will happen to you, let it happen. If what will not happen, let it not happen. So this is the approach that everyone can follow. And it's the easiest to teach. I'm not saying that other approach is wrong. It is possible you have a counseling with the person or have a heart-to-heart talk with the person. But if people aim at creating trouble, usually no talk can work. No talk can work. Depends. You see, look at those who are very smart in doing things to solve problem, to solve a trouble. See what happened to them. You know? You see what happened to them in total. How many people die because of those reactions? So people think that not passive is weakness. Look at the space. Can you kill the space? No. So sometimes it is not really passive. It is powerful. See, it is powerful. Well, this is their perception. People's perception is because of their ignorance. So the leader is to guide. It's not to flow along and satisfy everybody's perception. That's why you must have the wisdom and the kind of confidence to stick to the right thing despite the majority or the many people are talking what they are talking. Okay? So this is the identify. Formulating measurable objective. This is try to make objective achievable. We can talk about, let's say, you know, we have a long run project planning, but make it measurable so that people have a sense of achievement, and then they feel motivated. So that measurable will make create the motivation. Then formulating values for evaluation, how we should evaluate. For example, at one time in China, you know, they only evaluate the success of the leader of a officer from the point of GDP. But later, they realized when they spoiled the environment so much, so costly, they discount the environmental cost. But by the time you lost the good air, the clean air, everything, you got a haze, then they realized that even they got all the money and GDP target, but life is bad and people are not satisfied. So then they start to realize that GDP is not everything. And in Bhutan, they have this GDH or something like that. Gross domestic happiness. You know? So how they measure happiness is a bit, I don't know. But they have certain ways in terms of health, lifespan, and the satisfaction of the people, and things like that, you know. So if you formulate this kind of idea values for evaluation, that means people will be motivated to satisfy that towards that direction. If you formulate the values based on the wrong yardstick, then people will only want to satisfy that, you know. So like GDP. So nowadays, they no longer use GDP only. They want to see maybe the crime rate, you know. If the crime rate is wrong, also cannot. Crime rate, you know. And how many in a per population, how many robbery, how many bad incidents, you know, crime rate, yes. So this is also a sense of security. So many things actually is for evaluation also. Then formulating terms of reference. This is also important to assign this, what you can do, what you cannot do, what you can do, what you can do is within your field. You can do this much. And if you want to do more, you have to refer. Things are like that. So leaders, mastermind, they have a duty to do this. This. If they can do it well, that will be good. Of course, no, we do not. Then common awareness for check and balance, directing compliance. This way we try to talk about it later. Allocating and deserving benefits. Allocating benefits and deserve benefits. Balance the benefits between first, second and third beneficiaries. So we have to be. Allocation of human resources. Put the person in the right position, things like that. So these are the duty of the mastermind. External relation, dealing with the outside. Representing the group. This is also not easy thing. If you represent wrongly, you can get into trouble. So that's why I have to be very careful. Not everyone can do this job. So if there's no rule, then sometimes any member in the organization, they try to do this kind of thing, that will be problematic. Because it requires overview, grand vision, overview of about the organization and the far sight also. If you do this, what will happen? If you do that, what will happen? And overall mastery of conditions. This is also require macro vision. Orderly continuation of public enterprise, continuation of objectives, stability, flexible response to changes, ability to venture into new frontiers. Then these are many things. This is later in future, or can always explore. As long as you got the fundamental, like the two sets of cause and effect, then in future, these are the things that can always explore if you have a good grasp of Dhamma. Just to let you all aware, it's not easy to develop these things, but it's just to keep everyone aware that in leadership, we have this consideration in mind. That's it. You know? To really to be a master in all this consideration, it requires a lot of work. That cannot be accomplished within a few days, a few hours class. You cannot do. So my job is to bring awareness to everybody so that you know it is not easy. If you lead and you guide, and then actually there are many considerations. That is the purpose. Okay? So by wisdom, there are three aspects I wanted to say. One is adherence to Dhamma by self-awareness. Because self-awareness is, oh, it is good, we keep to the Dhamma. Then this is a way, then we function, play this function of by wisdom. The other one is check and balance by collective awareness. You know, because you check on me, I check on you, and we help each other, we check each other's work. That's what happened in the Tusita Sangha. We have this first and two, the main one. We always try to follow only the first and two. First with ourselves, adherence to that. Then the second, we remind each other. Then the third one, directing compliance. This is a bit not so sweet. But what can you do? Because when in a situation, when you have to execute something, when the people involved in execution, they don't share the same level of knowledge, experience or whatever, then at that time, the mastermind and the leader, they have to command by directing compliance. It's just if you don't follow, then you're not supposed to be here, because this is a thing that, you know, there's no argument. They have to follow. There's no debate there, because why? Because if they don't share the same level of experience or whatever, so usually it's very difficult to come into common understanding. So in this case, usually the first newcomers, they should only surrender to this. New people, they should just and see and follow and see what happened. Follow instruction and see what happened. After some time, you become more familiar. You know the rise and wrong, the successes and failures, the setbacks. So after you have learn a lot, and through self-practice and also through experience, then maybe can move up the ladder and slowly participate in a higher level. But the beginners will come in, they have to let them learn to accept, to comply. So sometimes no choice. If you want to, everything must go through persuasion, I can tell you nothing can be accomplished sometimes. So sometimes you just have to, the new people especially, they just have to accept. And for people who can go up higher in the ladder or whatever, that is based on their performance. If you have proved yourself that you can perform, you can deliver very well, then it is okay. You know, you have your weightage to your words and to your ideas is more weightage. But new people, if you have not done that, so the first is to gather experience, to collect experience. This is very important. But eventually, everyone must have a chance to grow in the organization. It is not true to say that people don't have a chance to learn and to exercise their wisdom and knowledge and experience independently. It is not true to say that. Okay, the mobility must be there. Going up, mobility. To perform higher responsibility, it must be provided. But you cannot say, command, I want this. You're a newcomer. If you're not experienced, you have not proven your record, who are you to say you want to that? You know, you have to prove yourself that you're capable of knowing the stuff, you know. So this is the thing. So for mastermind, it's like the heart and brain of the organization, determining relevant truths and condition, determining the true benefits of all sectors, formulating targets and operating principles of organization, directing executors' action, evaluating overall efficiency of operations, and ensuring all sectors get their respective true benefits. Mastermind's acts must be guided by wisdom and compassion. If it is not, then it can be bad if having too much things in the hands. Mastermind must bear final responsibility for the outcome of operations. Yeah, usually it's like that. You have to bear final responsibility if things are not well properly operated and not properly executed. That's why the mastermind's duty is very heavy. It's always very heavy. Consolidate executive power of organization. You have to make everyone come together, operate effectively, consolidate. Now, the dangers to be averted is avoided is corruption caused by selfishness. If the mastermind is doing the public work with a selfish intention, that is very dangerous. Very dangerous. That's why there must be some mechanism also. You cannot have absolute power. That's not possible. Gather and train talents. Now, this is important. Gather talents and train talents. Pull them together. And rewarding contributors. Then you must be able to evaluate the contribution and the weight of everybody. Executors. The one who execute the instruction of the mastermind. The eyes, ears, hands, and legs of organization. Loyal to the leadership. Some kind of loyalty. Not blind loyalty, but loyalty is necessary. Ability to execute directives. Executors, eyes, ears, hands, legs of organization, loyal to the leadership, and ability to execute directives. Bearing responsibility for the successful execution of directives. So for executors, it's easier. As long as what is given, instruction is given, if they get it carried out, the job, the responsibility is finished. But the mastermind is responsible for the success of the thing, because you are the one who decide the direction and you have the responsibility, the highest responsibility. Then, able to overcome danger. Disloyalty to leadership due to selfishness and thus affecting the efficacy to execute directives. This is the danger. Okay? Now, so for Buddhist organization, the qualifications for mastermind, but this one you cannot decide, it is for the elders to decide mainly, but they need to decide themselves, because if they want to bring in more people into the core group or the mastermind work, then they have to know who, whether people are qualified for it or not. But it is also good for everybody to know the qualifications so that you know yourself, so that you don't step into that level unless you feel, unless you also have the qualification. Otherwise, you will be overstepping and many problems. Qualification for Dharma service. This is important, and if it is possible, let it be known, that will be good.